Hello and welcome back to our series of online Tuesday talks presented by staff at the Barber Institute of Fine Arts, a Grade 1 listed gallery at the University of Birmingham. My name is Flora Kay, Learning and Engagement Manager here at the Barber, and my usual role includes programming events and workshops so that our different audiences can access and enjoy our collection. Having been away from the gallery for 6 months, we are delighted to open our doors safely to the public once again. Many of us are taking time to reflect on some of our favourite artworks and what we've missed about being in our gallery space. I've long had a passion for printmaking and I'm drawn to exploring the Barber's Works on Paper collection that we're so fortunate to house in our prints and drawing study room. You can enjoy curated displays of this collection in our two print bays situated in the main galleries, while also accessing images of them online through our website. It consists of prints, drawings, watercolours, books and miniatures, comprising more than 800 works that cover six centuries. I'm going to be considering the life and work of one artist, Kater Kollwitz, and exploring one work on paper, Self-Portrait and Profile, 1927. Kollwitz may be familiar to you, but if not, she offers a wealth of artwork for you to discover, and this print was added to the Barber's collection in 2001, and I'll be focusing on this and the artist's process. Kollwitz was a German artist who worked with a wide range of media, including painting, printmaking, like etching, lithography and woodcuts, and sculpture. Born Kater Schmidt in 1867, Kollwitz grew up in the largest city in the province of East Prussia, Königsberg, annexed by the Soviet Union in 1945 and renamed Kaliningrad. It is now in a Russian enclave sandwiched between Poland and Lithuania. Kollwitz created more than 100 self-portraits, spanning her whole career as an artist. Her identity and humanistic values are shown throughout her graphic art, weaving in her experience as a woman, the wife of a doctor, and as a mother. She first studied at the Munich School of Women Artists in 1888, where she realised her strengths as an artist. She became engaged to Karl Kollwitz, a medical student, at just the age of 17, postponing her eventual marriage until after her studies in 1891. This paralleled with being able to rent her first studio in Königsberg, where she depicted the harsh labours of the working class in a city that was undergoing rapid industrialisation after much bombing and hardship. Her husband's profession, as a doctor, allowed her access to the realities of the human condition and up-close personal observations of the human form. I feel this is shown within the figures of her compositions. She skillfully draws hands, feet and faces, which effortlessly portray the narratives of the scene, and not quite the life-drawing class that students would experience today. Loss and grief would not be unknown to Kollwitz and her community, and she would have witnessed many hardships, being the wife of a doctor, living and working among the working classes. The grieving mother was a reoccurring figure in her work, and she heartbreakingly lost her own son, Peter, who fell on the battlefield at the beginning of the First World War in 1914. Social and personal observations such as these are continually explored through her work. Her most famous print cycles are The Weavers, The Peasant War, Death Cycle, and War. I feel even the subject matter of these show the weight of her own life experience and how she would have lived through an unthinkably troubling period covering Germany's history. Despite the turbulence of the war years and the unstable Weimar Republic that followed in Germany, she eventually became the first female member and then, in 1919, the first female professor of the Prussian Academy of the Arts in Berlin at the age of 52. Kollwitz died aged 77, just 16 days before the end of the Second World War. She carved out her identity as an artist through hard, wearing experiences and left an artistic legacy of over 275 prints for us to reflect on today. I first viewed Self-Portrait in Profile in 2017. At the time, the Barber was exhibiting the temporary print blade display, German Graphic Art, 1910 to 1923. This was organised to complement Portrait of an Artist, Kater Kollwitz, an exhibition held at Birmingham's Icon Gallery where I worked at the time. This print measures 585 by 450 millimetres, slightly larger than an A3 piece of paper. If you have access to our website, why not take a look yourself? What are your first impressions of being introduced to Kollwitz? And what do you notice about how this image was made? We see Kollwitz in profile, with her eyes looking straight ahead beyond the left edge of the paper. Her mark making is sensitive and soft, allowing the artist to portray her own sides of aging. In this image, Kollwitz would have been around 60 years old. She presents her face honestly to the viewer by bringing it to the forefront of the picture plane, and she achieves this by using a shaded background that creates tonal layers, lifting her face from the page. This allows us, the viewer, to inspect her lined forehead and the darkest tones under her eyes into the hollow of her eye socket. On first glance, this may just look like a quick crayon drawing, but it is in fact a crayon lithograph, and there are four major types of print techniques in historical order, being relief, intaglio, lithography, and serigraphy. They vary in the equipment, time, and skill needed, and Kollwitz is known to have practiced and experimented with relief, intaglio, and lithography. Lithography, like this print, is long and labour-intensive, needing many stages of treatment. Leicester Print Workshop, a Midlands-based print room, have some fantastic resources on its website, including a step-by-step video of the whole process, and you can find a link in this talk's transcript. You need a flat surface, usually a large stone, upon which to draw your image. The drawing material, described as the ink, needs to contain grease to absorb into the stone's surface, and these materials are usually lithographic crayons. And it's a process that takes advantage of the physical qualities of grease and water repelling each other. It's incredibly time-consuming, and because of this, personally I think really rewarding for an artist to go through. If we think of creating a self-portrait through lithography, this process of self-appraisal would allow an artist to spend time doing the drawing and enjoying the tactility and hands-on experience that printmaking allows. I think there's a real intimacy in preparing all of these elements for a print to be produced. So let's think of why an artist would choose to make a print rather than a drawing. Printmaking allows an image to be produced multiple times, thereby, in theory, allowing the artist to reach a much wider audience. If they sell these editions, there is the added opportunity for financial success. The image can be reviewed and experimented with, allowing the artist to have a continual relationship with the same work. For example, Kollwitz returned to the print Woman with Dead Child, 1903, of which there are 10 variations. The differences in them show her interest in colour, texture, and the wish to experiment with the making process. So why did Kollwitz choose this method of printmaking? Perhaps it's that lithography allows free movement of mark making, contradicting the laborious process. Once the lithographic stone is prepared, an artist can draw at their leisure and create their image in their own style. By using materials such as crayons and inks, there's a chance to experiment with small details and subtle tones, which lends itself to more figurative representation due to the fine detail it allows. Many drawing techniques that you may do in preparatory sketches can be translated easily onto the stone, allowing images to have a nice relationship from sketch to print. The ease of creating tone, depth, and line are as easily as achieved as you would be able to do with a pad of paper. And for this, many see lithography as the printmaking technique which most closely connects the artist's hand with the final printed artwork. If we think back to Kollwitz's experiences of drawing from life, her subjects of the working class, she would have been able to quickly make likenesses of those around her. She wouldn't have needed more than a paper and pencils to do this before going back to her studio to complete the work and move on to create the lithographs. A good example of this in self-portrait and profile is the hairline. It's unfinished and it's created by just a few quick sweeping lines of her hand, and therefore Kollwitz's face looks like it's suspended in the centre of the page. The face fades to the right edge with only a suggestion of an ear, and some shading looks as though it's done with the side of a crayon from the way we can see the horizontal planes. This print is described as a crayon lithograph transferred from a drawing. So perhaps the original was quickly done just as a preparatory study on a whim, and only later chosen to be immortalised into a more formal print run. As the lithographic process is so laborious, Kollwitz would have spent a lot of time completing her own face. Here, as a 60-year-old, she has already drawn her changing state over and over through the years, and I wonder if everyone would feel as comfortable with drawing themselves over such a long period. If you were to approach making a self-portrait, how would you do it? Would you brave the mirror and really explore your self-image? For myself, experiencing her work brings a sense of inspiration, not just for the grit of real life she portrays, but for her commitment to the printmaking process. And I feel there are multiple points of interest, and given that she illustrated historic societal events, I do wonder how she may have portrayed our current universal experiences affecting us politically, environmentally, and personally. Thank you very much for listening to this Tuesday talk. I hope you have a chance to explore others in the series, alongside visiting our collection in person if you're able.